So glad y'all are here. Thank you for taking time out of your family time to be with us and to be with your church family. For those of you that are watching online or with us online, welcome. We're grateful for you as well. Thank you for being with us and taking the time out of your day and maybe with your family. We're glad that you are with us. Those of you who are here in other venues around the campus, one of those things that God saw long before we did. He knew our needs, and we thought our needs were going to be children's space, and he knew that our needs were going to be overflow space. And so we're grateful for that and grateful for the technology. I think back on the year, and I think back about our decision, and actually it was born out of need. We needed to hire somebody that could run all the technology and made that decision and hired Matt Baxter. And Matt came on right about the time all of COVID was happening. And it's been, honestly, and I don't mean this in any other way other than he has been a godsend to us. And so for all the technology and the cameras and making sure all that stuff works, we're grateful for Matt Baxter. He really has been a gift to us. I want to talk about ones tonight, ones. So it's in Luke chapter 2, you know the story. It's the one story. It's the story that we're all focused on tonight. And if you have your Bible, I always want you to turn there with me, whether it's traditional or whether it's electronic. It's Luke chapter 2. It's the birth narrative. We're not going to cover any revolutionary territory tonight, but I do want to remind us of the importance of the evening, the afternoon. I'll read it beginning in verse 1. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. A series of ones as we walk through this. You'll notice that there was one decree. Verse 1, there's one decree that people were to go and be registered. You'll notice in verse 4, there was one town, Bethlehem. You'll notice in verse 6 that there was one night in which all of this took place. And in verse 7, you'll read that there was one baby in particular that was born. Now, that wasn't the only baby that was born in whatever year this took place. And maybe not even the only baby born in Bethlehem, but it's a baby that we need to talk about. In 1805... probably the most significant naval battle to ever take place in the 19th century took place off the coast of Spain. It's Trafalgar, the Battle of Trafalgar. And there off between Cadiz and the Strait of Gibraltar, Lord Nelson, Horatio Nelson, defeated the combined naval forces of Spain and France. It enabled, the significance of it, it enabled England, Great Britain, to become the world power for the next 100 years because the country that ruled the sea ruled the world. If you fast forward into 1815, in a small area outside a small city in Belgium known as Waterloo, Napoleon met his final defeat. Sandwiched in between there is the year 1809. And you go, what's so big about 1809? Well, not necessarily anything other than there were 18 major battles in the Napoleonic Wars on the European continent. 18 significant battles in the year 1809. And I won't put you to the test, but I dare say nobody can name one of those battles. However, there were babies born in 1809. And while men focus on battles, God's often focusing on babies. In that same year, William Gladstone was born in Liverpool. He went on to become a four-time Prime Minister of Great Britain. That same year, Alfred Lord Tennyson was born in Somersby. Half a league onward, all to the Valley of Death, rode the 600. Come on, the charge of the Light Brigade, Alfred Lord Tennyson. That same year, the great composer Felix Mendelssohn was born in Hamburg, Germany. A little closer to home, that same year, Oliver Wendell Holmes Sr. was born in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Right next to Cambridge in the town of Boston, in that same year, was the great poet Edgar Allan Poe born. In Hodgsonville, Kentucky, a long, odd-looking, skinny fellow by the name of Abraham Lincoln was born, who would be one of our presidents. And something a little closer to home, in Saluda County, South Carolina, a guy that got here as fast as he could, William Barrett Travis, was born, hero of the Alamo. Now, nobody knows anything about the 18 battles in the Napoleonic Wars, but they know a lot about these babies. In 2020, a lot of us will be thinking about the battle that we've had or are having with COVID. But if I were to look out here, and if you want to raise your hand, you can. If you don't understand, if you had a baby in 2020, would you raise your hand? If you had a baby in 2020, raise your hand. I can see a few of them. I know the Morrigs, and I know the Guajardos. And I can tell you right now, the year of 2020 will be marked by the birth of babies, not a battle with COVID. See, when there's an issue to be dealt with or a problem to be solved or an incredible orchestra that needs to be led, God thinks in babies, not battles. In verse 9, we see that there's one angel. We see that there's one message that God sent his son to be the savior of mankind. In verse 13, we see that there's one God. There's one God. One writer said, you don't need a host of gods when you have the God of hosts. One God. There's one declaration with two parts. Glory to God, that's one declaration. And peace on earth to whom his favor rests is the second part of that declaration. There's one gift. One gift. I don't know what age to start with, and please do not rush the stage. But I'm gonna just throw this out there. We have any 10-year-old girls? We have any 10-year-old girls? Any? Oh, let me do. Do we have any 10-year-old boys? One 10-year-old boy, right? Come on up. Come on up. We got a 9-year-old girl. Go, go. I hear everybody. Go, go. We have a 9-year-old girl. Come on. Come on up. Come on. You can come up. I promise you I don't bite, or at least not hard. Come on up. I got one. I only got one girl. I got one girl, one boy. Indian leg wrestle for it. Punch. Who wants it? Come on. No, that's okay. Come on. Come on. That's all right. You look good. Come on. It's okay. Here. That's Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas. Here. That's Merry Christmas to you. Now look. See, you would think after 20 years you would know this is why you don't do that. Here, I want you to see. Leo, raise your hand. See that man right there? He's got a $20 bill in his wallet. Go see him right there. Go see him. All right. Thank y'all. Merry Christmas to you. Hey, can you show everybody your package? Show everybody your package. Okay, go. All right, go. Thank you. Thank y'all. There you go. Amen. Thank you, Leo. Thank you, Leo. Thank you, Leo. It's always important to surround yourself with quality people. You know, when you get a gift, you don't know what the gift is. And you're just thrilled that you get a gift. And how do you know it's a gift? Anybody? How do you know you got a gift? It is wrapped. It's wrapped. There's two thrills. The first thrill is that you know it's a gift because it's wrapped. And then the wrapping can be incredibly plain, can it not? Those are brown paper wrapping with simple twine. And it really doesn't matter because you know it's a gift. The wrapping only lasts for a moment, does it not, moms and dads? Come on, in the chaos in the morning, what does it look like? It looks like a shredder going off. I mean, there's just flying everywhere, right? However, when you get a little older, when you get a little more mature, all of a sudden you want to relish the moment. You want to relish the unwrapping, and maybe you pull out your pocket knife and you gently cut the tape and unwrap it, or you untie the string rather than ripping the string. I love the exuberance of the youth, but I also relish the moment of what is in here. It's a gift. And I enjoy the wrapping, however plain, because I know that there's something inside of the wrapper. The wrapping and the unwrapping lasts a moment, but the gift may last decades, maybe a lifetime. God gave us this gift of salvation, and it was wrapped in flesh. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. Hail the incarnate deity. Mary has a baby and she wraps it in swaddling cloths, and deity was wrapped in humanity. And we only enjoyed the wrapper for a few decades, but we can enjoy the gift for eternity. One decree, one town, one night, one baby, one angel, one message, one God, one declaration, one gift. That gift would grow up and he would die on a cross for our sins and be resurrected on the third day. And one of his apostles would say that there's one name given among men by which you must be saved. 1 Timothy, Paul would write to him and say there is one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5 repeats that. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 15 says there is one death, for the love of Christ compels us because we are convinced that one died. And that leads to one purpose. Therefore all died, and he died for all, that we who live should no longer live for ourselves, but for him who lived and died on our behalf. One decree, one town, one night, one baby, one angel, one message, one God, one declaration, one gift, one name, one mediator, one death, and one purpose. Brothers and sisters, we've gone through 1 year that's been poopy. But it doesn't have to define the rest of our lives, because we've got one who has lived and died and risen on our behalf. And it began with deity wrapped in flesh. Let's not ever lose sight of the greatness of what one thing can do. So I want you to purpose in your heart for one thing, and that's to live this coming year for the glory of God. One thing, one thing. Father, we thank you for the night. We thank you for the truth of the night and the hope of the night and the joy of the night. We're thankful for the baby in a manger that grants us eternal life through his perfect life, his sacrificial death, his glorious resurrection, and the promise of his return. Lord, would you be glorified in us and through us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.